This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Congress has allowed a federal law that compensates victims of radiation exposure in Colorado and other western states to expire. The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act has already paid around $2.6 billion to people exposed to uranium through mining or nuclear testing, mostly in the Four Corners states. Dr. Jonathan Samet is with the Colorado School of Public Health. He says the expiration jeopardizes benefits for victims who have not yet been diagnosed.
Had they developed the disease, say, 2 years earlier, they would have been compensated. But now, because the act has expired, they would not be. So that's one issue around not extending. The other would be expansion of the act.
The House returns to the U.S. Capitol tomorrow, but it's unclear if or when lawmakers might vote on continuing the program. Visits to Colorado ski areas fell 5% this year from the previous record-setting winter. That's according to Colorado Ski Country USA, a trade group that represents 21 resorts in the state. The trade group blames the decline on a lack of snow at the start of winter, but this past winter still saw 14 million visits to those resorts. Summer movies have returned to Red Rocks Amphitheater near Denver. The annual series Film on the Rocks starts tonight. Five movies will screen at Red Rocks in Morrison this summer, including The Matrix, The Wizard of Oz, and Shrek. It's the 25th year that Denver Film is hosting the series. Movies start once the sun sets on five different Monday nights through August. This is CPR News and KRCC.